The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. Now on Earth Day 2019, we speak to marketing manager of Food Republic, Lena Tan. She kick-started the Food Atria's Go Green campaign just in June last year in an effort to beat plastic pollution. Also, it's a CSR program rolled out by the company. The ultimate goal is to try and change patrons' mindset towards single-use plastics, takeaway containers, as well as encourage a socially conscious behaviour. How's it going and have they made any headway? Lena, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Howie, and hi, listeners of 89.3. Before we go even further, it's just to really reinforce what really gave us this motivation to start something like this. It's because Singapore uses at least 1.73 billion plastic items a year. That's according to what the Singapore Environment Council actually released data on. Tiny little us.
Okay.
In fact, if you look at it this way, it means that per week, right, a person uses about 1 to 3 disposable plastic items or plastic items, which is perhaps quite a sizable amount.
Perhaps.
Lena. I would think so.
Trying to be nice here.
Yeah, because for us, Food Republic operates 14 food courts across Singapore, and that's more than 270 stores. Yes, you look at the average number of transactions, we have like, say, 1.8 million transactions in a particular food court. And if you look at 10% of people taking away, and that number, right, is very few people actually coming with their own containers to take food back.
It's a tough sell, though, Lena. You know, time and convenience and things like that is what deters a lot of people from, say, getting recyclable containers to take along with them when they go out and want to take away food.
Yeah, so through our initiatives, we are trying to get people to embrace that being a bit more socially aware of that environment impact. So in 2018, we started something, and we hope to be able to continue this for the longer term as well, just taking little steps along the way, just to get people to know that, hey, perhaps you could do this, and this will help a little bit. So that's that's what we're trying to do.
Tips for us, though, how to do this, because anecdotally in my experience, and I tried, I end up forgetting.
Ah, okay.
So I top out my food from the food court,
yes.
Come here to work, had the lunch, and then washed it and left it in the pantry, and someone took it.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, what we're trying to do here, in 2018, we actually, in conjunction with the Environment Day, we actually had this where people could, 10% off for your food items if you just bring your own containers to tap out. And that lasted for a month. And we realized that in that month of June, less than 500 people came with their own containers to get that 10% off.
Oh, that's really disappointing.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a lot of people. And then after the promotion was over, you suddenly see a huge drop.
Actually,
but
no.
No take up even.
Yeah. So what we are thinking this year is that we thought of some of the reasons why people didn't bring their food containers. One of which is that people don't know what they want to tap out. And then, they might come with one box and they might not be able to fit everything in. And the other thing is people don't find it so cool. I walk down to the food court and then suddenly I'm all dressed in a corporate suit and I bring one or two things. It looks so awful and doesn't look very professional.
Okay.
So we this year, in conjunction with Earth Day, we actually produce a handy-looking reusable lunch bag that looks quite neat.
Ah, you brought it. Okay.
Yes. So we are hoping that, with this, if people go redeem it, they can at least pack their food containers in there. So it's like a daily thing. You just put it there, put it in your car, and just, leave in your office and just bring it whenever you want to pack something.
For the benefit of our listeners, it's a nice little rectangular cube, if you will. Well, cube denotes square, but it's not. It's rectangular. It's like a thermal bag. So you can put your, say, recyclable container inside, and that way it keeps warm.
Yes, it does. It keeps warm.
And how can people, again, redeem this? Or
It's just a purchase of, like, say, $10, and then you get you go to the drink store, you go redeem this. We have we actually prepared more than 10,000 bags, and currently I think we are into perhaps just more than half the number redeem. And
That's quite encouraging.
It is. Actually, we realize that people like to redeem things, but when it comes to using it, right, it's still a long way to go. But we think that at least if people can redeem this, it might look nicer than to take a plastic bag. You know, when you tap out, usually it comes with a plastic bag. And that is the plastic bag that we want to reduce as well.
Right. What are some of the challenges you've faced thus far? Mostly in getting people to...
Yes, I think it's the mindset. I think it's the mindset. The awareness is one thing, but I think a lot of people are aware. I think recently there was a study being done, and I think Singaporeans actually highlighted, I think nearly 90% said that they believe that one of the ways to save the environment is to, you know, to reuse, to bring something, you know, to reuse. But the thing is, do they actually do it? So...
What do you think holds them back, though? A lot of what we hear is, I'm just one person. I'm not going to help anything, you know.
Yes, that's quite a you know, a common kind of thinking, because people think that, what can I do? And also, I paid for it. Why don't I just take whatever packaging that comes? So we find that that mindset has to change. Last year, we also have this, you know, just with $1, you get a thermal flask from Food Republic. Just by buying any hot drink, you top up a dollar, you get a thermal flask. So it was overwhelming, like 10,000 gone in a short while, in 1 month, less than that. The thing is, we track the people who came back. We told them in that month, if they bring back the thermal flask, they get a 10% off. And then we realized that only 2,000 people came back to redeem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, though, can help with these kinds of efforts? So we're seeing the redemption is very popular, but the reusing, which is the whole aim, is not.
Needs to improve. I think, first of all, we have to really, you know, it's just for Food Republic, because we're an organization. What we're trying to do is to help, you know, the bigger so-called F&B industry, because, you know, we are more related that way. But we realize that there is also groceries, there's other things that consumers spend on. And if more companies who have more, which has a wider footprint, if they can come to do things together, it will make people more aware and become a habit. Like, for example, if you go grocery shopping and you know you have to pay for the bags.
I was just going to say, do you think you might want to head in that direction? It's got to hurt if it's to work.
We are trying to explore that. Actually, you know, as a food court, Food Republic uses mostly paper-based packaging. Maybe 10% of our packaging is plastic. But then again, we realize that if we do this, it affects the wider food court community as well as other hawker centres. So we're trying to get consumers. I mean, I'm fine. They can use our bags, go to other places. And as long as they do that, it sort of influences the greater community. So I think we might, because you see, in the longer term, to get something that's totally biodegradable, we have to spend even more on the packaging. So that could be something that we have to look at in the future.
So that's perhaps being planned.
Yes.
A year in, how would you say you are with the results?
Well, I think...
Encouraged at least some, or disappointed?
I wouldn't say we're extremely disappointed. I would say that we see some encouragement. We see people tagging us on social platforms saying that, it's good that Food Republic is doing this initiative, you know, going green, and some people are advocating this. So I think it's a good step. Just that we have to keep doing it and, you know, on a yearly basis, keep building upon it.
Why do you think corporates, though, should have this kind of zero waste initiative and zero waste mindset?
You know, corporates, there is a lot of influence, because you think about it, they have different brands, and a lot of, consumers, they will be buying things and interacting with the brands, not just on social, but also offline as well. So if everybody comes up with a message that could be, you know, internalized, it will be good. I mean, just as an example, DBS did something, Recycle More, Waste Less. That was a campaign where they wanted consumers to pledge online that they are willing to do something, just a little difference in their lives, to be able to reduce waste. And I thought that was a good start. I mean, at least, you know, some people pledge. Whether they do it or not, it's hard for us to track.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least more companies are jumping on the bandwagon, which is a good thing.
Something is better than nothing, yes, I suppose. Yes. But then how can consumers be sure that it's not just rhetoric?
I think, you know, for us, you know, if we, you know, even through an interview like this, if people understand how much is being redeemed and how little, you know, the percentage of people coming back, I think people will sort of think, hey, you know, maybe we can do a little bit more together. So, yeah.
But corporates also need to sort of walk the talk.
Yes, they
have to. If you will. What's happening at Food Republic?
For Food Republic, there are certain constraints that we have. I mean, as much as we don't want to use, you know, straws, we realize that there are constraints. So,
but you also have CSR programs in this field.
We have. We're trying to do more in this area, but we realize that there are certain constraints. We can't just like say, okay, you know, today onwards, no plastic bags. Because if you're carrying hot food and you didn't bring your own containers and your reusable bag, people might drop their food or they might get scalded and we might get complaints.
Okay.
So as much as we want to do, we have to move in a reasonable pace. And if we say we have no straws, it's a concern in a food court, because you're carrying a tray with your drinks exposed without a cover. And then, you know, what if you spill? And that straw is actually needed because we have a cover. So there are certain things that, you know, we need to find another solution before we can roll it out more.
Why is it important to you though, Lena, personally? Would you call yourself a green warrior?
I wouldn't say it's a warrior, but I would say I'm quite green because I, you know, if you look at things in perspective, we human beings are stewards on Earth. We don't stay here forever. I mean, whatever we can, we contribute.
You see, that's the same argument for people who don't care about the environment.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not here forever, so why should I care?
Yeah, I'm not here forever, but your generations to come, like okay. your children, you know, whatnot, they're going to be here. And look at global warming, look at plastic pollution. Look at the fact that plastics will be here long after you're gone and they do not actually disintegrate in the way that we think that things should disintegrate. So if we can, I mean, I think little efforts, just like, you know, perhaps, you know, people who go and get their coffee every morning, you get your coffee, yeah, it's not a plastic cup, right? It's probably a paper-based cup, but you have that plastic
ring thing. Yes,
that ring thing. Yeah. If you can bring your own thermal flask, you don't need that plastic. So that could be a short thing, you know, a small thing to do, I mean, to start off with.
Also, it's kind of not reusable, it's that a little ring.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, if it's like a trash bag, you can still, you know, throw trash
kind
in
of,
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let me test you. What temperature is your air conditioning at home?
24.
Excellent. So
no, my husband complains at times.
It is too cold?
Oh, it's too hot for him.
Oh, dear. But that is the most eco-friendly
yes, it is.
Temperature. Okay, talk to us about other areas that Food Republic might look into. You talked about how you may impose a charge, perhaps.
Yes, some other things we could do. I mean, looking at zero waste, and that's important. We noticed that, you know, in terms of the food court, what usually is waste at the end of the meal is things like perhaps people order too much food. That could be, you know, an area we could look at. But I'm looking at what's really left over. It tends to be the cup items like your rice, the cheaper stuff. And perhaps in time to come, I mean, it's something we could explore, like maybe having a smaller rice portion versus a regular rice portion, with the smaller one having a slightly lower price. Because people are like that. They will always say, oh, rice with your vegetables. Oh, why should I ask for less when I'm paid? I'm paying the same amount. So we could perhaps give people an incentive to order a little bit less. Mm. So that's something that if management approves, we might be able to do something like that.
You can check them out at foodrepublic.com. Lena Tan, Marketing Manager of Food Republic. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Always a pleasure too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.